12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Our focus today on Algoa Cares is on education. I'm now joined by Joy Ngomani, Director at Ikhumelo Youth Development Center in Algoa Country. Joy, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great stuff. Joy, give us a bit of background about Ikhumelo Youth Development. What do you do over there?
So Ikhumelo primarily is about taking care of women, right? So it started way back in 2010 when I was offering classes to young girls that can't afford to go to the matric dance,
yes,
since I never went to my one. And then that escalated for me finding out what is happening with the girls back at home. Why aren't they performing at school? And then that's when I started looking for past bursaries, internship, and then it brings us today. So Ikhumelo is like a community youth development center. It is based on community development, focusing on gender-based violence, equality for women and disabled. So it's grooming the girl child, but not limited to the idea of a cohesive and a productive community by creating like an innovative skill to empower the youth. So that's in a nutshell what Ikhumelo is all about.
Excellent. Grooming the mothers of the nation. You have a mission and vision statement. Can you just enlighten us more on that, please?
So the vision of the Ikhumelo is we're driven to elevate poverty and violence and set forth a program of value in terms of business development leading to a sustainable livelihood. And really the mission is to equip the less fortunate communities with the aim of being self-sufficient in business and skills development, to create prominent employment and to encourage the community to be active in building their own economy, linking to the economy of South Africa, because if we don't build the local economy, really there's not much that we can infiltrate when it comes to the entire economy interaction.
And one of the key elements of this nation is education. You've recently partnered with Alison. What does this entail?
Oh, that's the best part of my 2020 last year. The challenge is I've noticed that most of the young people that I work with don't qualify for the or have finances for the traditional university. Mm-hmm. So I try to find what is it that can we do when it comes to schooling and online because of the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
So and I was invited by a friend, and we went, and someone introduced me to Alison. So I wrote and reached out to Alison, and they offered their service to us so that we can offer the youth diplomas and certificates, but under the umbrella of Ikhumelo. So I've also completed some qualifications myself. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very, very lucrative opportunity for anyone that has not qualified for the mainstream university and will study in line, so they can just come to Ikhumelo and we will set them up.
So there we go. Algoa Country, we're chatting with Joy Ngomani, Director at Ikhumelo Youth Development Center. We thank you for your ongoing strive in pursuit of a South Africa that is free of gender-based violence, poverty, and also basically, contribute to education with your organization. And as you've mentioned, equality for all. How can we get hold of you in terms of assistance, Joy?
So first and foremost, I do have a Facebook page that they can go to, Israel Boutique SA. With that page, you can just drop me a message. Or you can go to our website. It's Ikhumelo. It's Ikhumelo.wixsite.com/blessed. Or you can send me an email at IkhumeloNGO@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on 083-351-1603. And I do also have a fixed email. It's 086-47-16058. So most of the opportunities or most of the programs that we have, I really post them on those social media platforms.
Excellent. We've streamlined the process for you, Algoa Country. You can head on over to our website, algoafm.co.za, and click on the Algoa Cares icon. Joy, all of the best with your programs. And yeah, well done. Keep up the good work, okay? Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Algoa FM.